Good afternoon, podcasters, and this is Tradewind Radio number 7 with your host, Patrick Haggerty. This podcast, we're going to be covering last night's game at the Georgia Dome against McEachern. Some marching band stuff, but our major thing is my in-house interview with BG Bikes proprietor, Blake Green. BG Bikes is a new bike building company, and Blake's really got some great ideas to throw into the bike world. So, I'm hoping you guys like it. Let me set up the mic for the BG Bikes interview, and here we go. Okay, can you guys hear me? I don't want this to be too loud. Oh, it is a little bit loud. Turn down the mic here. All right. Okay, right here in the studio, known as my living room, we have Blake Green. Blake, say hello.
Hey, what's going on?
You guys have heard a lot about Blake in my past podcasts, and now you finally have a chance to get to know him. Well, at least about his company, BG Bikes. So, Blake, what exactly is BG Bikes? Like, what do you do?
It's basically just me in my shop making bikes out of bikes that I find in, like, metal dumpsters and just laying around, just chopping them up and welding them together.
All right. So, basically, what Blake does is he finds trash bikes. Well, I mean, they're in decent condition. People don't use them anymore. He takes them, and he builds these rock-awesome bikes out of them. What kind of bikes do you build?
Well, right now I'm in like a little chopper phase and everything, and I'm pretty sure that's pretty much what the whole entire company is going to center around. And I guess I'm going to make a few other different projects from time to time, but that's mostly it.
Blake's extremely good at welding, and he's developing his skill as a bike builder. So hopefully he'll be able to take that out and make it a successful business. So I know you've built the one bike that we've both ridden on. What was that? You have how many others have you built?
Let's see, I've built that bike. I built a bunch of other bikes that didn't require any fabrication, just like mix and matching parts and stuff. And then I built a little girl's chopper, and now I'm working on a little boy's chopper, and then me and my dad are about to have a biker build off.
And how much do these bikes like cost to make?
Usually the last one cost $8.15 so far.
$8.15. Now, I mean, if you can't build a decent chopper out of $8.15, you know, you're not skilled like Blake. So, you're right. You've got the big chopper. Like, when did you first figure out that you wanted to build choppers, like, as your main staple, as, like, the bike? When did you figure out that you wanted to build those?
Well, it might have been, you know, a combination of a few things, watching stuff like American Chopper and things, and then, I guess, walking through Walmart and seeing the new Schwinn Stingray and thinking, wow, that's a pretty cool chopper, but I could do better.
Yeah, I mean, Blake here can build a bike for $8.15 and sell it to you for, like, $20 if he wants to. And, like, they sell those Schwinn Stingrays for, what, $300, $400? I mean, it's not the same. I mean, Blake's bikes do have their own look to them. Mm-hmm. Right now, his original chopper is, like, Frankenstein almost.
Right now, at least.
It looks like Frankenstein. He's trying to work on the paint job. You want to paint it, what, like metallic lime green or something?
Yeah, metallic lime green with that pearlescent metaflake look on it.
Yeah. It'll look really nice when it's over, but, you know, this is just the beginning. Like, right now, it's his design phase. You know, he's getting his basic formula down, but, like, what do you have in mind for the future of, like, your bikes? Like, what did you want to do with them?
Well, in the future, I know I'm going to make the one really big master chopper that's going to be, like, my masterpiece. It's going to have, like, a huge rake on the forks and everything, going to be really tall. And then I'm going to do something with, like, an actual motorcycle gas tank and put a radio in it.
A radio? You got any lights planned?
Oh, yeah. Going to put a big old bullet headlight up on there.
Bullet headlight. That's nice. All right. So, geez. Got anything else to talk about?
Not much.
Blake's working on his logo, so we don't really have anything to show you guys, and, like, I haven't even put any pictures up on the blog anyway.
We could probably put some pictures up, I got a few.
But, well, let's try that. Yeah. Maybe I can, like, give you guys some links to some pictures of Blake's Frankenstein chopper. And, right now, he's actually, they haven't started the competition yet, but he and his dad are, in the middle, like, they're planning, a biker build-off, if any of you have ever seen that show. Where they each get a week in the shop alone. They don't, like, they can have help, but, you know, they don't have to. Like, Blake's dad's elected not to have anybody help him out.
And they can't help each other.
And they can't help each other, and they have to see who can build a better bike. Now, right now, I'd say Blake's, you know, evident skill has him in the lead, but his dad, you know, we haven't really seen what he can do yet, so we'll be anticipating that with much anxiety. So, maybe we'll do a podcast about that, you know, the biker build-off. That would be kind of cool. Anyway, so, so this is BG Bikes. I just wanted to go out there, John Winston. You may not listen to this podcast all the time, but I'm definitely going to email you and see if you like this guy, because, I mean, you know, who likes anyone better than to build their own bike out of, like, trash? It's, I think it's a great idea. I mean, you can even do it for charity and stuff. That's getting kind of crazy. So, oh, God, what else should we, you got anything to talk about?
You guys on the West Coast, if you want a chopper, you know, just call me up or get my...
Peter, Justin, Dave, Blake here's real skilled, so you guys, maybe if you want a chopper, I mean, I know West Coast Choppers is, like, right down the street from you guys, but, you know, why pay $40,000?
Yeah.
That's my opinion. All right, so BG Bikes is done. Maybe I should just leave the mic like this.
Yeah, sure.
So you can, like, actually talk. And okay, so marching band. Last night, we went to the Georgia Dome. Blake was actually there with us. Mm-hmm. He went and saw the game. And it was interesting. It was an interesting game. We played McEachern, and I have to say I'm not very pleased with their football team. In the course of the game, which lasted like almost four hours, it was a long game because we had several delays. Six of our players were injured in some way, shape, or form, and maybe one or two of their players were injured. The game was about, Stars Mill had 8 and McEachern had 13, and it had gotten to a point where, like, every other play they were injuring one of our guys. So finally it got to where one of our lead fullbacks, Trevor DuPont, was running the ball down the field, and he just got sacked. It was nasty. Like, torso went one way, legs went another way, and he laid on the field for quite a long time. I think it was one of the worst football games ever, because, you know, the morale of the team was just really hit, and the band probably wasn't feeling that great. You know, we're supposed to be all peppy and keep everyone happy, but, of course, when something that horrible happens, you can't really pick up from that. Our team, of course, we lost, but we didn't let them have any more points, because, yeah, they were probably just as pissed. And I have to admit that I'm curious whether they were wanting to injure our players, maybe to like demoralize us for the rest of the season, or maybe possibly just to ensure that they win the game. Either way, I'm hoping that some investigation gets put forward into this incident, because it's just we don't know if his spine was broken or like snapped. We heard his leg was broken, and I was talking to someone today about how much it takes to break a femur bone, which is your thigh bone. Someone said it takes like 1,600 pounds per square inch of pressure to break that bone, and apparently that was a bone that he broke. But he should be okay. He waved his arm as he got rolled off the field, and hopefully, I don't think he'll be back in playing condition for this season. And college is looking really not good for him either, but hopefully, you know, something good will come his way. So, football. Now we've done with football, we'll go to the marching bands, since, you know, that is one of my interests. And the bands, the McEachern band, I don't think they had a show, or a full show, because they got on the field and marched, and they played stand tunes. It was one of the cheesiest things I've ever seen in my life. We could barely even hear them. We were standing right there on the field. And their show lasted a little. They had a really big pit. Their pit was bigger than ours, but of course most pits are.
They did the cool little M thing where they got in the little M formation.
Did you see the shovels?
What shovels?
On their marimbas, their big keyboards, they mounted shovels.
What?
I'm serious, dude.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, but they were on there.
Okay.
So they had shovels on their marimbas. That was kind of weird. We were standing there like, do you see that? Yeah, are those shovels?
Utility marimbas.
Hey, well, whatever. It's kind of weird. Maybe it'll sound weird too, kind of like a clank clank sound instead of a ding. But yeah, so they marched off and we pulled our stuff on, did our three songs. We did okay. I, you know, we could have done better, but you know, it was our first show, and you know, at the game, and we don't have all of his stuff down yet, so we're gonna be working on it. And could you guys hear us actually?
Yeah, we could hear you, but for both bands, it was like really quiet.
Well, McEachern was really quiet because they were facing the other side. They were both facing their teams, and Art, we were facing them, but I guess they couldn't hear us that well. So obviously, we have some volume issues we need to work on.
I think it was the rubber grass.
Rubber grass, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia Dome, you got fake grass, so maybe that absorbs some of the sound instead of bouncing it back like maybe normal ground would. We're actually going to the BOA in Atlanta this year, so we'll be playing in the Dome with about 20, 30 other bands, and hopefully we'll pull up our standings from 21st and 30 last year to, hopefully, I'm wanting top 15. That's my goal for this year, to get in the top 15. Of course, last year we had a few issues with the marching turf, actually, that we were marching on. Tropicana Stadium in Tampa, Florida is a baseball field. And what they did is they cordoned off like half the field, made the other half into a football-type field with lines and everything, and people marched on that. Now, I'm not a marcher, so I didn't really experience the turf there. But what happened is there was really squishy, like mushy grass, mushy ground, not that great for marching on and changing direction and all that. And then sometimes some people had transitions from like mushy grass into like really hard sand. It's probably not the best conditions for our team, for our band to play on. But we'll be on an actual football field this year. Maybe we'll improve. So, this is going to be a short podcast, only about 20 minutes at the most. What should I do next week?
I don't know
what I should do next week, guys. Send me emails. Like, hardly any of you send in comments. Oh, wait. Of course. I almost forgot my California info. Now, for those of you on the West Coast, that's, Dave, Justin, Peter. Yeah, all of you. I have been slowly, as you guys know, letting out info on my, you know, PH Summer Tour 05, as Dave put it. And last night at the game, I actually, you know, was telling them about the bar I went to and the 28-year-old chick that was hitting on me. You know, you guys remember that. Crazy chick. Anyway, for those of you who weren't at the game or listening to that particular conversation, yes, I went to a bar. It was like the 5th of July or something right after. And there was a class reunion there. And I drank some beer. I admit it. I wasn't drunk, though. I wasn't drunk, I swear. And the class reunion is from the class of 95 Coronado High School. Coronado's right outside San Diego. And this one girl bumped into me. Like, I was sitting in a chair, and she just bumped into me and turned around. She's like, hey, I know you. And I go, really? So she went off and did her own thing. Later, we started talking, and she seemed to be convinced that I was from her high school. And I just kept, you know, I went along with it because, you know, I just wanted to see what would happen. And basically, she couldn't remember me. She couldn't remember. She was like, "I don't remember you." And I'm like, "Oh, you know, we've been apart for a long time." And she, you know, kind of playing her, I guess. And she's asking me, "So, where's that? Is that Southern accent I hear? Like, how did you develop that?" And I'm like, "Well, you see, I'm doing my master's degree in like science down at UGA in Georgia, and I've been living there for a while, so maybe I developed a little bit of an accent." And she was a very interesting character. I think she might have been drunk. Because any sane person probably would have found a harder time buying that story. It was really not the greatest thing. So, that's a little bit more information on my California trip, guys. So, may I play, like, the suspense game, because there's more. Oh, yes. Peter, you know that there's more. And, Dawn. I'm not going to tell you guys about Dawn today, because that's really not... So that's all you're gonna get from PH Summer Tour 05.
It's almost like the evening podcast. News.
Evening news, yes.
It's like you may be eating diseased food. Learn more at 11.
That's true. That's exactly right, Blake. We're gonna keep him in suspense. See what Patrick has been doing over the summer. See if he kept his morals or not. And so that'll be it. You got any good songs we should, like, end the podcast with?
I don't know. Maybe some more Stones, or maybe we should torch them some more with some Rush.
Rush? Yes. What do you want?
I don't know.
You want Red Barquetta?
Red Barquetta sounds pretty good. I like Red Barquetta.
I'm going to play Scorpions.
All right, go for it.
Okay, guys, I was gonna play this as the intro to my last podcast, to my next podcast, but yeah, I'm feeling that this is gonna make a good exit song because it's really cool sounding. Blake listened to it yesterday, so hopefully we'll like it. All right, you guys remember you can drop a comment at the blog, or you know, send me an email, wayofthesword@gmail.com. That's WAYOFTHE. SWRD at gmail.com. GMAIL.com.
I think I should give him my email.
Yeah, if you want a bike.
Yeah.
Blake's email. What's your email?
BlakeG88@mindspring.com.
Yeah, so if you guys want to order a chopper, Blake will build one for you and send it off. Although shipping will probably cost you quite a bit of money. So just remember that, but Blake builds a quality bike. He puts everything on there he can. With
anything you want.
Almost no cost. So, you know, if you guys want a bike, I know you like riding bikes, Peter. I mean, this probably isn't the best bike in San Francisco, but, you know, maybe if you want to take it to Coronado sometime, you know, you might like riding the Silver Strand on that thing. You look pretty cool. So, anyway, I'm going to leave you guys with this awesome song, and this is Tradewind Radio. What's today? The 21st of August, 2005. Signing off. I'll see you guys later.
She's hungry, she needs to tear, so give her inches.